Hi, welcome to Math Amusings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math Amusings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math Amusings. Today's date is Friday, March 15th, 2024. This is season 4, episode number 11 of our show. Never mind that, just the 3/15/24. Franklin, you see it on the date? Today's date. Something significant about today's date?
No.
Why it's awesome?
No.
3/15/24. You told me that was the day after Pi Day.
I love pie.
Yeah, you love
pie.
Pie
Day?
Mm, yeah. You love pie, both kinds. When I look at 3/5/3/1/5/2/4, it's the numbers 1 through 5. Today's date is the numbers 1 through 5. It's just in the wrong order.
Yeah, it's in the wrong order.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, though. So today is March 15th. It is the Ides of March. You know what the Ides of March is?
No.
No. So this is a little bit before my time. The Ides, I guess, just means like the middle of something, the middle of the month.
Middle of March.
It's the middle of March, yeah. And it was March 15th, 44 BC, I believe was the year. That Julius Caesar was assassinated. So today is... old Julius, yeah.
Yeah.
I think about him every July.
Interesting character.
Yeah, a character of history. You know, they named a casino after him. Yeah. There's one in Las Vegas and one in Atlantic City.
Oh, nice.
Maybe other places too, I don't know. Anyway, there's a big one in Las Vegas. As... He never stayed there though, because he was killed in BC 44, and it was the Ides of March. Now there's also a movie called The Ides of March, or maybe it's Ides of March. George Clooney.
I guess it makes sense.
And it has nothing to do with the assassination of Caesar.
Okay.
No, it's a political campaign. Clooney is, I think he's running for president, and. It was a slam dunk for me when I was writing. Wait a minute. Should I plug my book here? I suppose I should. It's the 365 greatest movies ever made and the days you should watch them. There was no more slam dunk movie than this one. Like, this has got to be watched on March 15th because this one is The Ides of March. Anyway, 2.5 minutes in the show here. You didn't think that I was going to mention. I was going to mention my book. I was going to mention Julius Caesar. And George Clooney. Franklin's food review. I'll give you a plug as well. You've been getting some good content out there at franklinsfoodreview.com. We've gotten to go to a number of places. I've been the indirect beneficiary of your blog. Headed out to a few places, but yeah, check out Franklin's website. We have another anniversary. This one's kind of a sad anniversary. I do, because I think about dates all the time. No one really thinks about the date. Like, what was the date that COVID started? But we just passed the 4-year anniversary. For me, it was the day they called me and said, don't come into work today.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be school. You were part of this, too, because you were in kindergarten at the time, right?
Ooh, yeah.
And you liked kindergarten.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Pretty good? That was the sad irony in all of this. So, like, you had just started your school career, and we're about, you know, 2/3 of the way through the year, and it was cut out from under you. There was a point. I mean, you ended up going to school online for longer than a year. I mean, there was a point in your life where you had gone to school online longer than you had actually in person. So let me roll you back. This is March 11th. 2020 was a Wednesday. I leave school that day just like a normal day. The next, now you and I have sort of a crazy detail to this, that day, March 11th, your grandfather died. And so your mom went up to be with her mom.
That's why she wasn't there.
Yeah, so that's why she was. You're remembering this now. Yeah, and then you and I had planned to go up the following day. Anyway, the following day was Thursday. Thursday following Wednesday, as it usually does.
Yes.
And I had arranged to leave school early that day anyway, Because
we didn't go to school anyway.
Grandpa died. We were just going to, you know, be together as family. But I tried to make it like a normal day for you. I didn't want to upset you. Like, okay, it's just going to be a normal day. I was going to hit you with the news later. And so it turns out, I must have that evening, because we're like, okay, mommy's going up to be with grandma, and we're going to join her tomorrow.
Okay.
After school.
Okay.
After school, right? Okay. Little did I know, I wouldn't go to school again for a year. I get up at like 5 a.m. on that Thursday, March 12th, to a recorded message that's saying, there's no school today, there's no school tomorrow, or all of next week. I shared that news with you sometime after. What was your first reaction? You get to be the interview subject. I'm like,
yay!
Interviewing you as a guest on Math and Music
Today. I
think
the words you said were, there's no school today because...
Yeah, what did I say? Like, what excuse did I make up? You're only 6 years old.
Too many people getting sick or something like that?
Too many people being sick. Do you remember what we called it?
No.
I didn't say COVID. I just said the sickness.
Yeah.
I just referred to it as the sickness. Like, yeah, how do you tell little kids about the worldwide pandemic?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, by the way, the world might be ending.
Luckily, it didn't.
Grandpa died, and also all of us might be going out. We may be joining him soon. That was a little much for you to handle at the time, I thought.
Yeah, true.
So my initial reaction was, and I'm lying there in bed, I hear this, that we're basically getting a bonus spring break in here a few weeks before the real spring break.
Nice.
I was so happy. I was like giddy with happiness thinking that I wasn't coming to school. I'm guessing you and school children in all America probably feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you had no idea what was in for you, or what you were in for.
I don't think you did either.
No, not at all. It took me about 20 minutes or so of giddiness, as I say, and happiness and joy and realizing what I'm setting in. Like, wait a minute. This is going to be way worse, because not only is school being cut out, this is like nobody's going to be allowed to go anywhere for some mystery amount of time. And
it's like a war.
Pardon the expression. Yeah, it's going to suck. And war is the same way. It's like you don't know when the war is going to be over.
It might not.
Yeah. It's just, it's kind of, coincidence is the right word. Like, that several of our major wars in this country, like Civil War, World War I, World War II, that they all happen to be 4 years long. It's like, well, that's just kind of coincidence. I guess World War II was longer than that, but our involvement was 4 years. But like, when it started, they didn't know it was going to be 4 years long. Like, we didn't know when it's COVID.
Could have been 4 seconds long.
Could have been 4 seconds long. And kind of, COVID is still kind of going on now,
but
even though.
It's
a lot less. Yeah. And
we can still go to Walmart.
So we can go to Walmart now. We couldn't that day, though. It's a little bit nervous. So we, instead of waiting until after school to drive up over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, we went. And then we stayed there. Remember that? We headed for the hills, not to give up too much information. It doesn't matter now, but when you were logging into your online classes and I was doing my online school, we were out at grandma's house, out in the hills, out in the woods. So, Frank, do you remember your kindergarten online classes?
No.
You don't remember that at all?
What's kindergarten?
Kindergarten. You would get together with your friends for like half an hour.
A day.
Yeah. On Google Meet or...
I think it's Google Meet.
Something...
Some people went.
Some people went? Like, some people went to school? Not in 2020.
Some people went...
Maybe by 2021.
Some classes did Zoom, some classes did Google Meet, some classes did...
Okay, I got you. Yeah, there wasn't...
The platforms were different. There were various ones.
It wasn't a uniform way of doing it until later on. We kind of got the hang of it. Because you went to online school for a whole year. You were doing first grade on there, too.
Yeah.
What was that like? I'm like the old... We're both old men now, reminiscing about old times. What was your experience of school online?
It was...
Not as good? My thought was...
I just got out of bed 3 seconds ago.
You're rolling into the Google Meet just out of bed, wearing pajamas every day.
Yeah.
That was the joke a lot. Like, teachers got a lot more respect back then, because when parents had to teach their kids, like, wow, this is really hard. And, like, you have all these plans about things you're going to do, and then every day kind of turned into pajama day. I remember two things. This will bring it to your world here of the food review. What did you have every day for breakfast in the...
Mooncakes.
The mooncakes. What's a mooncake? Tell the audience what the mooncake is. A mooncake? Well, pancakes with marshmallows in them.
Oh, right. Yeah, and healthy.
I would dunk the marshmallows into the pancake batter, and it would make, like, moon craters. Because the marshmallows would melt in the heat, but you would have, like, the residue of marshmallows. It would make, like, little craters. Because you know why I made that every day? We had so much time. That was the one good thing about COVID. Like, you had hours and hours of time.
You wanted to make four-hour dinner? Sure.
Yeah. Oh, we did Thanksgiving every night. That was right up your grandmother's alley. That is like... Well, like the plan for the day, if takes us starting at 2 p.m. starting to prepare the meal for the day.
The meal.
Yeah, it's like the firemen at the firehouse making the meal for the day. It's like a ceremony. It's like that's what we were doing. Thanksgiving every night, and there were good times. There were some usual times. There was the day that I realized the NCAA tournament. Talk about March things. Was not going to happen. It's like, whoa, this is serious. And then we had another real moment. Do you remember our encounter with a fence of all the
fence?
Stories? Yeah. So we're walking along whatever route that is along
right!
the farmland.
Oh my!
And
that was
the you see what was there was like a field with cows, I guess. Yeah, and there was a fence around it, and it was. It wasn't marked like electrified fence, but I figured it was. As we're walking along the roadside,
I didn't apparently.
You did not. You're only 6 years old.
Happy.
I see you go to put your hand on the fence, and I see it like happening in slow motion. Yeah, and it's like one of those movie scenes. I'm like, no, like this is happening. I'm like trying to get you away from the fence.
Fence.
Of course, you touch the fence, as kids do. And you jerk your hand away. I guess it gave you a little something. It didn't knock us out that day, but you're so energized now. Gave you a little something, and you remember your quote to me.
Sadly, I didn't get superpowers.
You did not get superpowers. Well, maybe I don't
maybe
know.
I did.
The maybe superpowers of food reviews. Anyway,
food.
You touched the thing. I saw that you were all right. And what you said to me was, "Oh, my heart stopped for a second." And I go, "Yeah, mine did too." that was a moment. That was interesting. Yeah. So, going back to school following that, were you excited about going back to school?
I guess.
Yeah. We were all a little bit on edge going back, masking up, and those big windshields they were putting on the desk. We were all a little bit nervous. But anyway, I'm glad we finally made it back, because the thing about it was a lesser version of education. It took me just as much time as a teacher, if not more, to prepare. It was just as much of a pain. And I gave you a lesser product. So I'm glad you're back now. Glad you're back down. And doing all the March things, like March Madness. And you got St. Patrick's Day coming up. You also got Easter coming up soon.
Easter!
And, Franken, you know where this is going, because we're going to talk about Easter candy. Classic Easter candy.
Oh, my!
The Peeps. And Peeps, another Pennsylvania candy company. This is Bethlehem, PA, where Peeps started. 1953, according to my internet sources. Peeps comes in a lot of different flavors.
True.
I've had some good ones over the years. Have you ever tried... Do you want to introduce this for us?
No. I don't need to.
Dr. Pepper flavored Peeps.
Now, Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper Peeps. Oh, Dr. Pepper can be enjoyed many different ways. I've had Dr. Pepper hot. I've had Dr. Pepper cold. I've had Dr. Pepper frozen. You can have Dr. Pepper many different ways.
Peeps.
Oh, smell that. It's like, it smells like Dr. Pepper. You open a package, Dr. Pepper Peeps. What, you think it smells like watermelon? I think it smells like Dr. Pepper. I'm going to try this here. Dr. Pepper Peeps. Peeps has come out with so many different flavors over the years. They might be like, I mean, I call it Oreo-fication. They're kind of on the OG level too of Oreo-fication, Peep-ification. And wild and crazy flavors out there. This one is okay. It tastes like sugar. You want to give me a food review of how this tastes like?
I need to take another one.
You want to take another one just to be sure? Oh, yeah. Pull it off there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cue up the music. It's great audio. Ripping marshmallows. That's the audio you're hearing. Yeah. It tastes a little like Dr. Pepper. I've had a Dr. Pepper cake. Right? Dr. Pepper popsicles. I read that in a news article from decades ago. A copy of it that people in, like, I don't know, 1940s, 1950s used to, like, boil Dr. Pepper and, like, put a lemon in there. Like you're drinking tea. Dr. Pepper. Maybe try that one sometime, too. Dr. Pepper Peep, meet your satisfaction?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Steve says through a mouthful of marshmallow. Frank and I enjoyed having you on the show today. Check out franklinsfoodreview.com. And for more information or contact, go to michaelconnelljr.com.